sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola amukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 10 Nhlolanja 2017 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Siyabonga kakhulu laba abathe babuya lalumbono ukuthi sizolondoloza amathambo alomuntu lapha. Ngomuntu ongaziwayo lo. Kodwa ke manqasi khangela amathambo akhe la. Umuntu wafa kudala amathambo akhe abesebucuka.
Izakhamizi zeGwandavale eMatobo izolo zenelise ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazane atholakale kulumango.
Asikwazi lokho ukuthi kuvela ngapi lathi siyakubona ukukhulunywa ephepheni lasekhaya iHerald leChronic ukuthi kuvela ngapha sikwazi ngeke ngakhangela namuhla kuwebsite ye-office likaminister Gigaba ukuthi ngibone ukuthi mhlawumbe kungabe kule statement esithi sikhuluma ngalokho angizange ngikubone.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe eSouth Africa zilandule imbiko ethi uhulumendo walelo lizwe usethethe inyathelo phezu kodaba lwamaphepha okuhlala lokusebenza kulelo lizwe okusemthethweni ama-special permits. Kuliviki kuhlelo lweWoza Friday silomculi olengoma edla ubhedu kulezi nsuku ethiwa ngiyakukhumbula. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Izakhamizi zeGwandavale eMatopo izolo zenelise ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazane ocatshangelwa ukuthi engaba wabulawa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe weGugurahundi kulandela ukuvela kwamathambo akhe ngenyanga edluleyo ngemva kwezulu eline kakhulu kwagugudeka umhlabathi. Unompumelelo moyo siphalo lodaba ngokugcweleyo eseMatopo.
Izakhamizi zeGwandavale eMatopo zibeke iphika phansi kulandela ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazana obike wabulawa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe weGugurahundi noma nje abanye bethi bebengamazi kodwa ingwevu zesigaba zithi ngomunye wabesifazana owayeyinyanga owabulawa wayangcwatshwa ngamasotsha. Umnumzana Simiso Masuku uthi wayezihambela wagwenxwa ngelinye lamathambo njalo le yindlela abayisebenzisa sikhathi sonke kodwa kulandela ukuna kwezulu umhlaba wagugudeka njalo kuduze lomfula lamasimu esinye isakhamuzi.
But ngihambe endleleni lami ngasembona amathambo asendleleni ngaqutha ngakhangela amathambo la lami ngawabonisisa kuhle ngabe ngisithi kusisi wami ngathi mbona amathambo omuntu ngale sabuya sazowakhangela la mathambo. La sabona ukuthi hayi ngcono sibiza abantu abadala. Abantu abadala babuya sakhangela la mathambo abantu abadala labo babizana ngobudala babo sithi hayi abawazi kodwa.
Uthe ngemva kokuhlangana lensumansumane enjalo bayabikela amapholisa kodwa eza afaka amatshe lehlahla kodwa uyajabula ngoba induna yesigaba uMasuku uze wazobancedisa ukuzongcwaba kutsha amathambo la ngoba bekungasahambeki kuleyo ndawo.
Sabtshelwa amapholisa kureportela amapholiseni ukuthi sokulamathambo lapha manje asazisenza amapholisa azobuya. Amapholisa athi hayi le indaba enkulu yekuzaqala imali efike eHarare kubochure. Lathi sasilokhu silinde ukuthi maybe amapholisa azabuya. Kodwa hayi sisibona sokubuya induna.
Usobhuku wemzingwane umnumzana Thomas Ngwenya ubonye izakhamizi lebandla le-MRP ngokusebenza ndawonye umsebenzi onzima ethi kutshengisa ukuba abantu basaselobuntu.
Siyabonga kakhulu laba abathe babuya lalumbono ukuthi sizolondoloza amathambo alomuntu lapha. Ngomuntu ongaziwayo lo. Kodwa ke manqasi khangela amathambo akhe la. Umuntu wafa kudala amathambo akhe abesebucuka.
Unduna Kilion Masuku laye ubonge izakhamizi zeGwandavele ethi benze kahle ngokunikeza inhlonipho kwafayo ngoba kuyazila ukuthi amathambo omuntu agiqike engabuthwa.
Lo muntu kasimazi ayokuthi ube uphakathi kwethu kufanele simnike i-decent burial. Yikho sikwenzileyo khona lapha. Ngibonga kakhulu ukuthi lifikele ngomcabango wonalo abantu beGwandavele ukuthi lo muntu limnike i-decent burial. Bakhona abantu abalabazayo ngcwatshiwe kodwa banganikwanga ingcwaba lakhe angakalibonelisi ibalihle njengalona lelo. Elo muntu esingamaziyo.
Umkhokheli we-MRP umqondisi Moyo uthe kabasoke bahlala lapho umthwakazi ebhekana lobunzima noma uhulumende engahlala ebabopha bazaqhubeka besiza njalo bebona ukuba amalungelo oluntu abantu ayahlonitshwa.
Ukuthi sihambile safika ezikolo safunda kancane akutsho ukuthi sesihlakaniphile okwedlulale nelisisaluleyo. Ngokunjalo imikhosi yonke singayizwa ukuthi abantu bakithi balohlupho okuncane sikwenelisayo siza kuzama.
Izulu liyana izwe lonke njalo selichiye umonakalo omkhulu endaweni ezinenyi kuthi amangcwaba abantu ababulawa ngesikhathi seGugurawundi iningi lawo awatshoni alakho ukugugudeka umhlabathi amathambo abantu akhukhulwe ngamanzi. Izakhamizi zeGwandavele zicele ukuba uhulumende alandele indlela esemthethweni angcwabe kuhle abantu kulokuthi amathambo abo akhukhulwe lizulu kumbe abe segcekeni kulawo ayabe engabonwanga ngabantu esemahlathini. Ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe abantu babebulawa mahlayana bengcwatshwe njengenyamazana ngemva kwezulu elanayo alakho ukuvela ngoba umhlabathi omningi usugugudekile amathambo amaningi alakho ukuba akhukhulwe ngamanzi. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseGwandavele ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Inhlanganiso ezilela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa zilandule imbiko ethi uhulumende weSouth Africa usethethe inyathelo phezu kodaba lwamaphepha okuhlala lokusebenza kulelo lizwe okusemthethweni. Amaphephandaba ambalwa agoqela ele The Herald athi umphathintambo wendaba zekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Malusi Gigaba usethethe inyathelo lokuba izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikwele South Africa kumele zisuke amaphepha azo engafika emaphethelweni ekupheleni komnyaka wonalo. Imizamo yokukhuluma lo Gigaba phezu kwalolu daba yehlule. Ubulembu bogatsha lwezenzakala elizweni leSouth Africa alulambiko owethulwe ngamaphephandaba la. Sixoxe lomgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwean Community in South Africa umnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena laye uthi imbiko le ikhanya iyize.
Asikwazi lokho ukuthi kuvela ngapi lati siya kubona ukukhulunywa ephepheni lasekhaya iHerald leChronic ukuthi kuvela ngapha sikwazi ngeke ngakhangela namuhla kuwebsite office lika Minister Gigaba ukuthi ngibone ukuthi mhlawumbe kungabe kule statement esithi sikhuluma ngalokho angizange ngikubone mhlawumbe ngabe ukukhuluma kwenye indawo kodwa sikwaziyo thina ukuthi kubizwe umhlangano wenhlanganiso ezisebenza labantu baseZimbabwe okwamaphepha ama special permit ona lawo ngevikelezayo lapho esicabanga khona ukuthi uMinister Gigaba lapho azachazisela khona ama-organization mayeqeda njengenjayelo abese addressa-ke imedia echazisa ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani. Thina ngapha bese sivele sitshele labo esisebenza labo ukuthi hhayi kakulalutho esingabatshela khona kuze kufike umhlangano lo sikhangelele ukuthi uzaba khona ngevikelezayo lapho ungqongqotshani akhangelele ukuthi achazise ukuthi thina esiphethe amaphemithi lawa kuzahamba njani.
Alo ke bekungumnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwean Community in South Africa ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ese South Africa. Umthethwandaba weMelika izolo uyale ukuvumela ukusebenza kwemthetho kaMongameli Donald Trump ovimba izizalane zamazwe ayisikhombisa ukuza kwelemelika. Umthetho lo waqala wavinjwa ngumthethwandaba waphansi okwabangela ukuthi uhulumende kamnumzana Trump uphikise isinqumo lesi emthethwandaba waphezulu owe-Federal Appeals Court. Umthetho kaTrump lo uvimba izizalane zamazwe abalisa ele Iran, Syria, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, kanye lele Yemen ukuza kwele Melika phakathi kwenyanga ezine ezilandelayo. Amazwe wonke la alandela ukholo lwesiMuslim. UTrump uthi uthethe leli nyathelo emzameni yokwenqabela izigilamkhuba ezingavela emazweni la zisiza eMelika ngenjongo yokuzohlasela uZulu. Ukwethulwa komthetho lo kwabangela ukuvinjwa kwabantu abanengi ukungena eMelika ababe lamavisa lemvumo yokungena lokuhlala eMelika. Kodwa bagcina sebevunyelwa ngemva kwesinqumo somthethwandaba waphansi. Uhulumende kamnumzana Trump ulakho ukuphikisa isinqumo sayizolo emthethwandaba waphezulu owe-Supreme Court. Ukuhlaziya loludaba, untungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxele sizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha eMelika, umnumzana Muzobanzi Ncube.
Sijabulile kakhulu nje lapha eMelika Nkomo nge-ruling yayizolo liyana ephume ku-9th Circuit Court of Appeals. Kutshengisela kakhulu e-America lemhlabeni nje jikelele isibonelo sama-separation of powers. Esingathi kusho ukuthi ngesiNdebele ukuthi umongameli anavi lamandla aphezu komthetho welizwe. Ama-powers la esikhuluma ngawe i-executive eyeka mongameli and then sokusiba le-judiciary eyo eyabo judge labo magistrate lapha nxa sisiye emakhoti and then sokusiba le legislative body eyiye eyakha imithetho eyiye elandelwa lilizwe eyiye elandelwa ngabo judge emakhoti. Kutshengisele kakhulu sibili lapha e-America ukuthi khona i-judiciary system yalapha eMelika iyasebenza and it is impartial, uyabona, it is not partisan, ilandela umthetho welizwe, which is the constitution, isisekelo selizwe. Sibonile izolo umthetho usebenza ngoba uDonald Trump umongameli walapha eAmerica ubezinike amandla afuke aba ngaphezu komthetho weAmerica. Kuyasebenza kakhulu lo, sikubonile sikusebenza. Unlike kithi thina eZimbabwe lapho esilabo ojaji abapartisan abanjengabo Chijika Usiku, so uChijika Usiku abantu babuya eZimbabwe bekhala ngokuthi kulama human rights violations kunje kunje befayile emakhoti, but yena akakuboni lokhu ngoba umelele umgabe instead yokuthi alandele umthetho welizwe.
Ubaba uTrump uthi ulakho ukuya emthethwandaba weSupreme Court ongumthethwandaba ophezulu ukuyaphikisa isinqumo lesi, ubona ephumelela na?
Akuzaba nzima kakhulu njengoba sesilama court amabili kathesi, ama-federal court, you know, i-district court la yambona ukuthi hayi umongameli lapha ubezinika amandla angela msebenzi. Satshengisela futhi ku-appellate court ukuthi hayi labo batshengisa ukuthi, you know, and futhi it was unanimous decision 3-0. Ojaji bonke besithi no, mongameli lapha uphambanisile, usuke waba ngaphezu kwamandla akho. Umthetho uthi angeke sibadlulule abanye abantu ukuthi beze lapha elizweni.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Muzobanzi Ncube isizalane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwele Melika obexoxa ecingweni lo ntungameli Nkomo ekhona pha eVirginia. Ngesikhathi leZimbabwe libhekane lokuswelakala kwemali emabhanga, abanye sebengena emazweni angomakhelwane anjengeBotswana ukuyazama ukuvula amabhuku okugcina imali emabhanga emazweni lawo. Kodwa iningi liphenduka lilokudana. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usinikeza lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kwebele eBotswana.
abanye beZimbabwe sebechapha umncele besiyazama ukuvula amabhuku emabhanga emazweni njengeSouth Africa leBotswana ngesikhathi bebalekela udubo lokuswelakala kwemali emabhanga aselizweni. Labo abathunyelwa imali evela ngaphandle kwelizwe ingena amabhukwini abo ugcinisa imali emabhanga bathi bathwala nzima ukuthola imali ngesikhathi abasifunayo, njalo langohlobo lwamadola eMelika ngesikhathi eziningi beyaphiwa ingama-bond notes. Kodwa imizamo yabo yokuvula amabhuku emabhanga eBotswana ichana limduli ngenxa yokuthi kufanele amaphepha okuhlala kumbe okusebenza kwele Botswana. Umzana Onesimo Dube ungomunye asebe bazama ukuvula iaccount kwelinye ibhanga eBotswana.
Sesizama lathi ukuthi sivule amaaccount kwamanye amazwe njengaseBotswana laseSouth Africa ukuthi lanxa abantu izihlobo zethu eziphandle zisithumela imali senelise ukuthi siyithole kalula, ngoba amabhanga ala ekhaya ukuthi uzuyithola imali kuba nzima kakhulu. Kodwa inkinga yokuthi uma usufuna ukuyivula leyo account sibadinga amaphepha njengama-permit.
Omunye weZimbabwe umnumzana Andreas Mpofu uthi kuyazwisiseka ukuthi kungani abanye bakhe bezama ukuzovula amabhuku okugcinisa imali emabhanga kwele Botswana kumbe kwele South Africa.
Abantu bazathini? Yikhona nje ukuthi khona if ukwanize uvule i-account yakho eBotswana at least imali ozayithola encane from i-diaspora from your family members abangaphesheya bebe bayifake eBotswana uthole i-cash rather than ukuthi uhlale kuphela eZimbabwe ungatholi any cash. Sakubona lokhu kudala abantu bagijimela eBotswana bavula ama-account ngesikhathi sakhona kwakulula. O-Barclays lapha, o-Standard Chartered babesekela abantu beZimbabwe bevula ama-account bengala ama-permits. Kathesi akuselula.
Uthi udubo olukhona ukuthi ukwehluleka ukuvula amabhuku emabhanga phandle kwelizwe kusho ukuphuma kwemali eZimbabwe okuthiwa i-externalization.
On the other hand again, into le yenza ukuthi kube lento kuthiwa i-externalization. Umuntu ofuna ukuchapha ethenga izinto eBotswana ebefunda inxa yeseBotswana eswipe kuphela ethenga izinto lezana, hayi khona ukuthi eseZim ebese edinga i-cash eZim ephumelayo ezoyidiphoza ngapha eBotswana. Yikecina ukuthola ukuthi eZim i-cash isishoda.
Ngomnyaka ka-2008 ngesikhathi njalo iZimbabwe ibhekanelwa ukuswelakala kwemali emabhanga, iningi lavula amabhuku okugcinisa imali lamabhanga eBotswana afana labo Barclays. Kodwa esinye isisebenzi seBarclays eHabuloni esingafisanga ukuqanjwa ngegama sijele iStudio 7 ukuthi imithetho yokuvula amabhuku emabhanga sewaqiniswa libhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleBank of Botswana sekufunakala incwadi zokuhlala kumbe ukusebenza eBotswana kulabo abukuza. NginguMartin Ngwenya wendaba seStudio 7 ngiseHabuloni kwele Botswana.
Live talk lamhla sixoxa ngamaphepha ezizalane seZimbabwe ezihlala eSouth Africa, ama special permits asezaphela ukusebenza ekupheleni komnyaka wonalo. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 kuze lisithinte ecingweni kumbe ku WhatsApp lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni isigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanyamazwe. Umongameli omutsha usanda kethwa kwele Somalia uthi uzasebenza nzima ukuthi ilizwe lakhe likhitshwe kuluhlu lwamazwe alezizalwane ezivinjwe ukungena kwele Melika phansi kweziqondiso zikamongameli Donald Trump. Umongameli Mohamed Abdullah Mohamed utsho lokhu kungxoxo ayenze lo msakazo we-VOA. Umongameli Recep Tayyip Erdogan wakwele Turkey uselobe igama lakhe emthethweni obulolongwa wokuthi kwenziwe ukhetho olwe-referendum lokwamukela kumbe ukwala ukungezelelwa kwamandla kamongameli elizweni. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eMelika eVoice of America. Okwamanje ke sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika. Uxolo balaleli sesiliphake udaba oluthi lona ekunanzeni usuku lokukhuthaza uthando ole Valentine's Day mhla ka 14 Nhlolanja kuvikezayo edolobheni lakobulawayo kuzaqhutshwa umkhosi womncintiswano wezambatho owe summer fashion and style okhangelelwe ngamehlo abomvu ngabathanda izembatho ezilohlonzi zangalezi insuku owe the Grand Vista. Lumcimbi unikeza abathunga labalungisa izembatho baseZimbabwe amathuba okuzithuthukisa kulabo abayabe benqobile ukuze benelise ukuthengisa abakulungisa ezitolo ezijiyeneyo zeZimbabwe kunye lase South Africa. UMike Hobe o Studio 7 uxoxeke wasethulela waquqa umkhosi we summer fashion and style wasethulela lolodaba
kungxoxo ayenzela lomsakazo unkosikazi Sammy Case uchasise kabanzi ukuthi umncithiswano owe summer fashion and style walonyaka uzoqhushwa ngayiphi indlela.
Summer fashion and style idinga abantu abale talent ukuthi be stylists, ukuthi those who can design things that are unique or different so that we can give them ama opportunities, because sabona ukuthi abantu abathungayo they're not recognized ngabantu, they usually thunga they're hidden somewhere, so akuna abantu ababanika ithuba lokuthi a brand
identity. UKase uphinde waphatha udaba lokudlelana okukhona phakathi kwalomcimbi wabo losuku lwe Valentine's Day.
Yenzanga ukuthi le bibule reason yokuthi le Valentine's Day, but it was just a day in the calendar which we chose.
Lapho ebuzwa ngokuthi bakhangelele ukuthi kuzoba labantu abaningi na emkhosini wabo lo, uKase uthi ngempela bakhangelele abantu abaningi, echasisa lokuthi bazobe bengabantu abanjani.
Babe khona sibe abantu abaqhaphukile ngelanga lona le. Ama companies athiyeneyo who have come together to put this together of the merchants, ama designers, so they need to have a future.
Unkosikazi Thobekile Zondo ngomunye wabathungayo izembatho ezibukiswa kulo mncithiswano echo lokuthi ukunqoba kulo mncithiswano kuqhakatheke okungakanani kuye labathungi bonke abangena kuwo.
Summer Fashion and Style Awards yena leza bakhona mhla ka 14 February. I think into enkulu kakhulu kithi thina ama upcoming fashion designers, because siphele lithuba ukubana sengizibona lathi siqhakatheke kanganani, lathi kuza senzibona kasiphumele phandle sitshengise ama talent ethu sinawo e fashion designing. Lakhona ukuthi kuza kune izinto ezivinisayo khonapho ezifana lokuthi kule competition yokuya e South Africa, le competition le lokuthi uyawina futhi ukuthi uthole ukubana ufake impahla zakho kuwana of ama department stores, which into yabe inkulu kakhulu.
UZondo uphinde waphatha udaba lamathuba akhe okunqoba kulo mncithiswano.
Lokhu ngeke ngizekwazi, ngakho nje la ngizazama ngayo yonke indlela ukubana ngikwazi ubana ngiwine. So ngizazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi ngiwine, but ukuthi amathuba anganani angeke ngizekwazi, ngoba sihlangene, ama-designers are very talented kakhulu.
Abafundi abafisa ukuyobukela umncithiswano lo bezilibazisa labathandi babo bakhangelelwe ukuhlawulela amadola amahlanu ukungena, kodwa oza ukuzongena eyedwa uzobe ekhangelelwe ukubhadala amadola alishumi. Ukuze lithole ulwazi olubanzi mayelana lalomcimbi kumele libathinte kunombolo ezithi 0779371713 kumbe balandeleni kukhasi labo ele Facebook ngaphansi kwegama Summer Fashion and Style. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington DC, ngingu Mike Hobe.
Siyabonga Mike.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, seven to begin. Was a Friday, my sweetie.
Woza Friday my sweetie. Kuliviki kuhlelo lwe Woza Friday silomculi uMsiz K olengoma edla ubhedu kulezi insuku ethiwa ngiyakukhumbula. Intatheli izindaba yethu uJoseph Njanji usipha loludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Msiz K majaiva, Msiz K majaiva. Bazothena.
UMsizi K yena owaziwa kakhulu ngokutshaya ingoma zohlobo lwe-hip hop weboleke ichorus yengoma yodumo ekaLove Mama Jaivana ethiwa Umoya Wami, njalo uthi lokhu kwenze ukuze alimukise abasakhulayo ukuba bengalahli unyawo lwakudala.
Bengikhangela ukuthi yabona esikhathini esiningi abantu bakithi they end up sampling a lot of stuff from outside besekele ukusebenzisa ingoma zakithi ezikhona yabona ezalapha ezithakazelelwa ngabantu. So I'm trying ukuthi ngenze ukuthi umphakathi appreciate that old school music and bring it back in a new and exciting way yabona.
Umsizi K uthi ingoma le ethiwa ngiyakukhumbula ikhuluma ngomuntu ongaphandle kwelizwe ocabanga isithandwa sakhe yasichiye kobulawayo. Lolu daba luqhubekela phambili kodwa eseyitshaya ngohlobo lwe-house music ephathisa umngane wakhe u-VOP lapho lowo muntu esephendukile njalo lelo culo balibiza ngokuthi homecoming. Ingoma ethiwa ngiyakukhumbula ivutha amalangabi kulezi nsuku emsakazweni weSkies Metro FM osakaza edolobheni lakobulawayo lasendaweni eziqaqelele leli dolobho. Njalo umsizi K ukuthi ukuba khona kwalo msakazo sekudale ukuba imisebenzi yakhe yazakale.
Ukubuya kweSkies Metro kube yinto enhle kakhulu for i-career kamsizi K ngoba nxa ngihamba nje ezindaweni ngiyezwa nje lama abantu bantshela ukuthi ayi ndoda sikuzwe kuradio lapha. Ya, ndoda nihlala indoda sikuzwe kuradio lapho ya. Kuyancedisa kakhulu ngoba abamphakathi susizwa more and more music from umsizi K.
Umsizi K ucindezela imisebenzi yakhe e-House of Rising Sound Studio etholakala elokitshini laseGwabalanda njalo uhlezi esebenzelana ndawonye labanye abaculi abasebenzela kulindawo. Nangu ephuma enkundleni yengoma aphathise khona uNomara ethiwa uThando. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Joseph Njanji. Ke sizwe ke udaba oluveza umbono kahulumende weMelika.
Unobhala obona ngezomvikela kweMelika omutsha umnumzana James Mattis wenza uhambo lwakhe lwakuqala ngemva kokufungiswa ukuthatha lesi sikhundla linyanga esithekelela abangane belizwe lakhe kwezomvikela abafana leSouth Korea leJapan lapho akhangelelwe ukugcizelela ukuzinikela kweMelika ekusebenzeleni lamazwe asemhlubulweni owe-Asia Pacific. ESouth Korea uSecretary Mattis ukhangelelwe ukukhuthaza ukuqiniswa kwenhlelo zokusebenzelana kwamazwe umabili ukuze kulondolozwe ukuthula lokuzinza kulowo mhlubulo. Uthe ingozi edalwa ngumakhelwane walelo lizwe iNorth Korea yokulungisa izikhali zenyuklia isephule iziqondiso zokulungiswa kwalezi zikhali ezamazwe womhlaba. Uthe kuyinto abangayithathi lula ngakho bazaqinisa ezomvikela hhaji owemelika kuphela kodwa lamazwe angabangani abanjengeSouth Korea. USecretary Mattis uqhubeke esithi ulethemba lezomvikela kweleSouth Korea lincediswa ngeleMelika ngoba lilezikhali ezilakho ukuvimba izikhali zamamisayili emoyeni ezingathunyelwa ngeleNorth Korea. ESeTokyo khonangaleke kweleJapan uSecretary Mattis ukhangelelwe ukuthi uzaphatha njalo ukuqiniswa kubudlelwano bamazwe omabili esithi labo baqakathekile ekuqinisweni kwezomvikela emhlubulweni we-Asia Pacific. Wathembisa ukuba eleMelika lokhu lizimisele kuziqondiso zesivumelwano samazwe omabili ese-Treaty of Mutual Security. Kodwa waqhubeka ethi eleMelika leJapan laloba ebelokuphumelela kangaka kwezomvikela angayekethisi ukuqinisa zonke izikhexe ezingasetshenziswa ngabalomona abadinga ukudala ingxabangxoza ikakhulu ngamazwe afana leNorth Korea laboChina.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Lusigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Izakhamizi zeGwandavel eMatobo izolo zenelise ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazane ucatshangelwa ukuthi ngaba wabulawa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe weGugurawundi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama nguChris Gande, ngilitshiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.